Sapadi
eva
bita pasyan disho apashyat purastitam vrindavanam jana jivya druma kirnam samapriyam Sapadyeva bitapasyam Disho pasyat purastitam Vrindavanam jana jivya Druma kirnam samapriyam Sapadyeva bitapasyam Pashyam Disho Pashyat Purastitam Vrindavanam Jana Jivya Druma Kirnam Samapriyam Sapadyeva Bita Pashyam Disho Pashyat Purastitam Vrindavanam jana jivya Druma kirnam samapriyam Sapadi immediately Eva indeed Abitaha on all sides Pashyan looking Dishaha, in the directions. Apashyat, Lord Brahma saw. Purastitam, situated in front of him. Vrindavanam, Vrindavan. Jana ajivya druma akirnam, dense with trees. Which were the means of living, for the inhabitants. Samapriyam, which were equally pleasing in all the seasons. Translation, this is one of the, we're on the last few verses of Srimad Bhagavatam, translated by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. So this is one of the last verses, up to 64 we have. Then looking in all directions, Lord Brahma immediately saw Vrindavan before him, filled with trees, which were the means of livelihood for the inhabitants, and which were equally pleasing in all seasons. Translation, please repeat. Then looking in all directions, Lord Brahma immediately saw Vrindavan before him, filled with trees, which were the means of livelihood for the inhabitants, and which were equally pleasing in all seasons. So purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Janajivya Drumakirnam. Trees and vegetables are essential, and they give happiness all year round, in all seasons. That is the arrangement in Vrindavan. It is not that in one season the trees are pleasing and another season not pleasing. Rather, they were equally pleasing throughout the seasonal changes. Trees and vegetables provide the real means of livelihood recommended for everyone. Sarva kama duda mahi. Trees and vegetables are provide the real means of life. Sapadye vabita pasyan, disho pasyat purastitam, Vrindavanam jana jivya, druma kirnam samapriyam. Then looking in all directions, Lord Brahma immediately saw Vrindavan before him, filled with trees, which were the means of livelihood for the inhabitants, and which were equally pleasing in all seasons. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. Sri Chaitanya Manubhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaya Tadati Swapadandigam Aradhanas Trinandantai Ridam Yache Puna Puna Srimad Rupa Padam Bhujo Dulisham Janma Janmani Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nithananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Pancha Kalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Patitanam Bhavanevyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. So in this pastime, Lord Brahma, he saw the most amazing display of Krishna's opulence. And this is just a spark of Krishna's splendor. First, he saw all the cowboys and calves, just like exactly before. And he was totally bewildered. Then suddenly all those cowboys and calves turned into Vishnu forms, with beautiful forearms and beautiful golden helmets and necklaces, and necklaces of gold, and their beautiful lotus feet, and dressed in bright yellow garments. He was totally astonished. And not only that, not only did he see unlimited Vishnu forms, he has four heads, he could see in all directions. All those Vishnu forms were surrounded by sages and rishis all chanting the Vedas. And suddenly he saw all living entities, according to their capacity, were glorifying the Lord. Then so many things, the false ego, space, time, everything was there glorifying the different lords in every direction which he saw. So immediately became totally stunned. This was the most amazing display of opulence. He realized that his mystic power is like just like a glowworm in front of the sun. Absolutely nothing. So he was totally astonished seeing this enormous display. This was an incredible display of opulence. We've never, throughout Krishna book, we don't see anything nearly as incredible as this pastime. Totally amazing scene. We can't even begin to imagine what the Sikhs conceive. Nobody can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Only by devotional service we get a glimpse. By mental speculation, we'll try to climb the peaks of the truth and fall into the pits of Mayavad philosophy. I think it's Biswanath Chakravarti Thakur, he says, the black hole of Mayavad philosophy. Vivartakartenesha loop-di-di-di-team. You fall into that black hole of Mayavad philosophy. So Brahma has four heads in all directions. He saw this. He immediately was totally stunned. Now all of a sudden he closed his eyes. He was just so amazed. He closed his eyes. And suddenly he has eight eyes. He opened his eight eyes in all directions. What did he see before him? Vrindavanam. He saw the beautiful forest of Vrindavan. And how is it described? Druma. Druma means tree. Just like we know in Bhaktivinoda's house was in Godrumadweep. Druma means trees. Janajivya. They were equally pleasing. They were the means of our livelihood. Actually, the vegetation is a real opulence of the earth. We're thinking having big buildings, skyscraper buildings, and everybody's in competition how to build the tallest building in the world. But these tall buildings, they don't give us anything. Prabhupada says here, what is that? Trees and vegetables provide the real means of livelihood recommended for everyone. So Vrindavan meant trees. In fact, to make this road, they tried to cut down all the trees on the side. They did cut down quite a few, but somehow somebody had enough brains to make a court case and stopped it. So they had to build the road around these trees. Because trees are very important. We always thought that there's no trees in the desert because there's no rain. But Prabhupada taught us because there's no trees in the desert, therefore there's no rain. We thought there was no trees because there was no rain, but there's no rain because there's no trees. The trees are very important for our livelihood, for living. Especially this people in banyan tree. We read in our botany class, how the trees give off oxygen in the daytime and carbon dioxide in the nighttime. But people, trees, and banyan trees, they give off oxygen 24/7. Actually, they're cutting down the forests in, Brazil at an alarming rate. But those trees, those are the lungs of this world. So many benefits come from these trees. Janajivya, they're the livelihood. We should be very careful, unnecessarily. Just to build big buildings, we chop down all the trees. And what does that building give us? The trees are giving us oxygen. They're giving us fruits. They're giving us flowers. Samapriyam. And those trees are pleasing in all seasons. we see that all the trees, all the bushes and plants, they have their different, they're pleasing in all seasons, but each one has got its own time for blooming. Just like we see the little jasmine, mogra flowers, just at the end of the hot season, beginning of rainy season, they begin to give their beautiful flowers. Mm-hmm. And then after the hot season is over, the cold season comes in, what happens? What is that tree? My mind just went blank. Kunda. Little white kunda flowers with little pinkish highlights. They start appearing. And other types of trees. We see some trees are giving flowers in summertime. Some trees are giving in the wintertime when it's cold. Still some trees are giving nice yellow flowers. All different things like this. And some trees give, just like we see our tamal tree is so gloriously growing here in the courtyard. This very dense foliage. So they're always pleasing. Well, each one has its season. They're always pleasing. And Brinda Ban. Ban means forest. It means trees. Of course, we see the most common of the trees. We see everywhere, not just Braj, but in Braj also. This is neem tree. Just like our wonderful Nimai, he was born under a neem tree and got that name, Nimai. Very, very healthy tree. So where a neem tree lives, nobody should suffer from any disease whatsoever. So the most common tree we see is this neem tree. Then there's one that's not so common like that and not so known like that, but we've described before the kareel, this tree with absolutely no leaves. You see it just grows little green twigs and very, very sharp thorns. And then just before Kartik, it opens up in a beautiful spray of oranges, pinkish flowers, reddish flowers actually. Just like a fountain of flowers, it looks like. And then little beads, little fruits come on the tree. Those are very good for achar. Those fruit is called tenti achar. And one of Krishna's favorite trees is the pilu. Especially if you go to Mansarovar, you'll see lots of pilu trees. They have little leaves shaped like this. They're sort of fattish. They're very twisted. They're completely absorbed in Krishna Leela, so they're completely bending over like anything. They make beautiful kunjas there and Mansarovar. And then in the springtime, little flowers come, and after flowers, this little burgundy-colored, tiny, tiny fruits come. Tiny, tiny fruits, and those are favorite of Krishna Balaram and the cowherd boys. There's another famous tree of Braj, that is called Dungar. The Dungar tree, instead of fat leaf like this, it's got very narrow leaf, quite long and narrow leaves. And they really bend over. When we go on the Prikama path to Barsana, and we first start that Prikama path, many Dungar trees are just hanging over the path, decorating the path. It's so charming. And then we see there's a special tree that only grows on top of the hills, on top of Govardhan, on top of Barsana, is a very famous tree. It's called Doh. Doh. Hmm? And this is one of those trees that's pleasing in all seasons. It reminds us of Krishna somehow or other. Huh? First, in a rainy season, or just as a hot season begins to end, little tiny emerald leaves come. Hmm? It's also bending over the Prakrama path a little bit. And then rainy season come and they come into full, not bloom, but all the leaves sprout like anything. Hmm? And Barsana is just a wonderland. You go in the forest called Gevarba, and this tree only grows up there on the hills. In fact, they have a reforestation project for Govardhan, and they realize that the only tree they can grow there is this doh. So they're planting doh trees all over Govardhan to make it nice and green like it was before. They're realizing this. Janajivya, this is the real life of human society. Then little yellowish topaz flowers come in the middle of the rainy season. And finally those flowers fall and little tiny ruby fruits come. And if you come in springtime, in Gorpurnima time, suddenly you see there's no leaves. But this tree is very light-colored bark. And we know after Gorpurnima, this sun is very, very sharp. Like now, we pray for the sun. If we get the sun, we want to run and sit in the sunshine. But that season, as soon as the springtime comes, we want to hide from the sun. So the summer comes, oh my goodness, we want to hide. Now it's very pleasing. So the sun is very bright, the bark is very light, it looks like, and they're all very intricate trees, it looks like a whole forest of filigree trees. It's called doh. Then, of course, whole last month we were celebrating Damodar Leela. Damodar knocked over Arjun tree. There's a few here on our Bhaktivedanta Swami Marg. If you know exactly where to look, there's a few Arjun trees there. Here and there you see. They're very tall. They look somewhat like eucalyptus in the beginning. They're sort of whitish bark and they have long, narrow, sort of not so narrow leaves like the eucalyptus, but big, long leaves. And in rainy season, they get reddish flowers, and then some sort of fruit comes that I guess the monkeys eat. I remember just tiny little fruits. So this is the, and when they become very old, they get very tall. When they get very old and tall, the bark turns a little reddish. Actually, if you scrape off that white surface of the bark, then you find it's reddish underneath. And Srila Prabhupada explained that if you scrape that reddish bark and you soak it in water overnight, then it's very good for the heart. Just like across the street, you can find Arjun Arist. The special tonic for the heart made from this Arjun tree. Janajivya, these are the life. What kind of health are these big tall buildings? They're blocking the sun, they're blocking the wind, or channeling the wind in strange ways. But these trees are for giving us life, Janajivya. Like this, we could go on and on and on describing all the trees of Vrindavan. In fact, I believe it's Jagatarini from Australia, Burijan's wife. She has done a lot of research, more than me. She's done a lot of research on trees. And she was going to write a whole book. I don't know whatever happened to it. The trees of Braj are very special, not ordinary living beings. Just like our Raghunath Das Goswami was sitting at Radhakund. Actually, he was on the banks of Shamakund. And he thought that in the future, so many devotees will come from America, from France, from Germany, from Russia, from Ukraine, from funny countries called Croatia and Slovenia and Poland, and from all over the world, devotees are going to come here. He could see into the future. And there are no proper ghats, there's no proper facilities. How will they take darshan? How will they take bath in Radhakund? And he thought, well, if I get some money, I'll fix up the kunds. And then he thought, oh no, I'm thinking about money again. Because we've read how Raghunath Das Goswami had opulence greater than Indra, the king of heaven. So he said, oh no, I'm thinking about money again. So he became silent, moaned for some days. Meanwhile, some businessman from Calcutta, he went to Badrinath and wanted to offer Lord Badri Vishal nice donation. Somehow the other day we saw video of what Badrinath is like now. All snowflakes are blowing here and it's all covered white and everything. Everybody moves out, goes down below. But during the season, people go, and he went to Badrinath. He went to offer this nice donation. But he got dream, and Lord Badri Vishal came in his dream. He said, you don't give that donation here. You go to Vrindavan. From Vrindavan, you find out Radhakund. And in Radhakund, you find out Raghunath Das Goswami. And give that money to him. But he will not take it. Then you tell him, Lord knows his desire to fix the kunds. So somehow he got to Vrindavan. We can't imagine. This is a couple of hundred years ago. Only because of Prabhupada, Vrindavan has regained its fame. He made Vrindavan famous all over the world. He took Vrindavan all over the world. So somehow he got to Vrindavan. It was a nice rose those days. What to speak of getting to Radhakund is not that you just went and got a taxi and went from here and there. Somehow he found out Radhakund. And he began asking around for Raghunath Das Goswami. He found him. And he told him, I have a big donation for you. And Raghunath said, wherever you came from, you please go back. I don't want to see your money. And that gentleman said, but Lord knows your desire to fix up the kunds. Then immediately he said, all right, give it here. Not like as soon as we hear, oh, big donation, oh, give it. Huh? But it should be for the service of Krishna. It should be for the service of Krishna. So then he began contemplating how to fix up the kunds. Somehow Radhakund he was able to make very straight. Almost square, a little rectangular actually. But all the sides are very straight. But somehow to make Shamakund, there was some trees in the way of making things straight. You've seen Radha Kund is very straight. Sarvarada Rani, she's very straight, simple. Sidhe Gopi Radhe Radhe. But Shama Kund is crooked. Because our Krishna, he's a very crooked fellow. So, there were some trees in the way. So he marked those trees and he hired some people that tomorrow you cut down these trees. At night, Yudhishthira Maharaj came in his dream and said, myself, Arjun, Bhima, Sahadev, Nakula, we're all here on the banks in the form of trees doing our bhajan. We don't know who these trees, who's this tamaltri? We have no idea. Who are these trees of Vrindavan? All living entities are not ordinary living entities come to Vrindavan. So we should be very careful about cutting trees, not unnecessarily. So he said, we're all here doing our bhajan, you don't cut any trees. In the morning you'll recognize us. So the morning he saw all these five trees. So he told them, don't cut them, you make everything around them. So specifically that ghat where Raghunath Das's bhajan kutir is, that is called a Pancha Pandav ghat, one of the names. There's many names, but one is Pancha Pandav ghat. And right in the ghat, before my very eyes, I watched a very old ancient neem tree dry up. Now just the trunk is there. And all the old sadhus, they told me this was Bhim. All the other trees are no longer visible. But that one's practically disappeared. Just the old trunk is there. So all these trees, with his foreheads, Brahma saw in all directions. He saw beautiful trees. And those trees, Janajivya, they were the means of livelihood. They're bringing rain, they're bringing so many things, oxygen, we're breathing. The government has to supply oxygen, what will they do? The trees are doing it for free, without taxing us. And we're so ungrateful, we turn around and cut them down, chop them up, make them into pulp, make paper, and then we print pornographic magazines with this paper. Useless use of trees. Never cut trees for this purpose. So, Vrindavanam, Van, of course we know means forest. Vrindavanam, whose forest? It's Vrinda's forest. Vrindavan. But she has voluntarily surrendered it at the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. She sees Vrindavan, Ishwari. But Radharani has appointed her to manage the forest of Vrindavan, and manage all the leaders. So she's the Vandevi, goddess of Vrindavan. So we have to be very, very thankful for all these trees, and especially in Vrindavan we should be very respectful. We don't know who these trees might be. I say this tamal tree, many people don't know this isn't the original tamal tree. The original tamal tree, somehow or other, it dried up. So in the Goshala, actually, Prabhupada writes that they were very rare, but since Prabhupada made Vrindavan famous, everywhere I go, I'm beginning to see so many tamal trees. So we have quite a few in our Goshala garden. So we brought one small one over here. on Vijay Dasami Day, the same day as we inaugurated the 24-hour kirtan. Well, same tithi, but a different day. Vijay Dasami, we planted this tree, and now it's growing completely luxuriously. We can't, and nobody knows it's not the original tree. So, it's a very small purport. Prabhupada didn't have much to say about it. This is about, I've run out about trees. Next we'll see Lord Brahma. He falls down like a golden rod. And next chapter he begins to offer his prayers. Suddenly Krishna wound up completely. That huge scene was there in front of Brahma. And somehow Krishna just, from one moment to the next, he wound up the whole show. And just Brahma was standing there, stunned completely, looking at the beautiful forest of Vrindavan. You see these tamal trees, very luxuriant, sort of very darkish leaves. But the bark, you see, is completely black and always crooked. You see, this is very crooked, not a straight tree like the Arjun tree. In fact, the gopis and Radharani, when they're running with tears in their eyes, mad and ecstatic love for Krishna, where is Krishna, where is Krishna? They see something is blackish and crooked, so they embrace the tamal trees. In fact, Radharani told Lalita Sakhi that when I leave this body, you take my body and wrap it around a tamal tree. Is how special tamal trees are. You wrap it around the tamal tree, so I'll be eternally embracing Krishna. So we have a few minutes left. If anybody has anything more to say or any questions. Devi Shakti knows all these deeds. She was here. I wasn't here. She told the story yesterday. Or last time she gave class, she was giving the story.
Despite so much history in the Mahabharata and Srimad Bhagavatam, so much detail about Krishna, why do philosophers and educational and historians always think that Krishna is just a fictitious person with so much evidence there? What is that?
That's Krishna's maya, Naham Prakash. I'm not visible to everyone. He tells Arjuna, why am I telling you this science of Bhagavad Gita? Because you're my friend and you're my devotee. Only the devotees can understand. The scholars, Prabhupada describes, are like bees licking on the bottle of the honey. They see the honey there, they want it, but they're just licking on the bottle, speculating. But the devotees, they take off the cap, put their hand inside, and they taste the honey. They render devotional service to Krishna and feel the ecstasy. They chant his holy name and feel the ecstasy. Krishna is just like if one chapter, most confidential knowledge. Krishna reveals himself very nicely in that chapter. So confidential means just like if you take some pictures of your family, you don't go running on the street to anyone and everyone, oh, this is our family, we were on vacation at this place, this is us doing that. Not to anyone and everyone. You don't do like that. Who do you show those pictures to? Your friends. Those who are confidence. It's confidential, so those who are confidence. So Krishna only reveals himself. Others, he's covered by this yogamaya potency, mahamaya potency. We can't understand how fortunate we are to have the shelter of Prabhupada and get real bona fide knowledge coming through disciplic succession. Just somehow or other, we were like cockroaches. And Prabhupada came and switched on the light. Somehow or other, we ran underneath his lotus feet. We could have run anywhere, but we ran underneath Prabhupada's lotus feet. That's all. We can't imagine our great fortune. Prabhupada said, even big scholars are addicted to smoking and drinking and womanizing. The young boy with no education, he can give all these things up and chant the holy name. Maya is so strong. Prabhupada again and again told us, you're not afraid enough of Maya. Especially sinful activities.
So, but the trees in Vrindavan are not kind of that kind of thing because they're in the Tham, they're special. So, as I understand, the trees outside the Tham may be suffering because of their sinful activities, but in the Tham it's different.
Tham is very special. The Prabhupada said those who are too sinful, they take. Those who live in Vrindavan are very sinful, then they take birth as the hogs and the monkeys. It said, what is that? Anya shetram papam kurutam, tirtha shetram vinashyati. Tirtha shetram papam kurutam, abhajralepa vinashyati. The anya shetram, other places, papa kurutam, if you just sin, by going to the tirtha kshetram, vinashyati. We know this word, vinashaya cha duskritam. Tirtha kshetram, vinashyati. By going to the holy tirth, those sinful activities are destroyed. But tirtha kshetram papam kurutam, bhadralepa bhavishyati. It becomes like bhadralep. Bhadra means this barley. If you grind barley, it's just like sometimes we're making chapatis and we see how all this, what do you call it, the atta is, flour is sticking to our hands, and very hard to wash off. But bhadra is even worse. The lepa means just like we put this sandalwood, but you put bhadra lepa, then it's just like that. You can't, you can wash and wash it. Very difficult to get off. Unnecessarily, we have to sometimes.
Sometimes during the rainy season or the very heavy winds, the trees fall down. So, what do you think about that?
That's by Krishna's arrangement. If Krishna knocks down a tree, what can I say? if you unnecessarily cut trees, somehow we need fuel and we need some to build our house, so we need some trees. But we're just printing useless literature. So many acres and acres of trees are made into pulp just to make paper and make useless, totally useless literature. He's like, now we're in marathon. We're spreading the literature. Srimad Bhagavad Gita. This is the literature to print if you're going to print books.
Hare Krishna. We have this committee give this comment about trees. That trees are not like people who are simple. But the hogs and others like monkeys. But they're also very special. They're like not like ordinary monkey or ordinary dog. Even if they were simple in their last life.
Yeah, there's no ordinary living entity in Braj. About the Gunjamala, because every time I walk around in MBT, there's so many Gunja creepers are coming up. If you know where to look, they have a little stem, so many little stems like this. It's a creeper, it's not a tree. And little tiny leaves, along those stems. And those leaves are very, very tasty. They're very tasty. If you go to Banjirvan, you'll see them all growing in the kareel tree, but there's lots of thorns. They grow there. Because the animals, everyone likes to eat them. And just before Kartik, little flowers come, almost like tiny, tiny, if you've seen the flower that a peep creeper gives, like that. And then little pea pods come up, little tiny ones, thin ones. And there's a whole bunch of them. They form a little ball. And then at the end of Kartik, they break open. And you see all these reddish-black seeds. If you know where to look in MBT, you can see there's just a few that have come this year. Our Gulmalata, our Gunjalata. Anyway, so many trees there in Vrindavan. We can all fall down at the soft and wonderful lotus feet of that person who's brought us to Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada ki, Granta Srimad Bhagavatam ki.